Biden admin calls opposition challenger president-elect of Venezuela, setting up showdown for Trump. By Christian K. Caruso on November 20, 2024. The outgoing administration of U.S. President Joe Biden recognized Venezuelan ex-diplomat Edmundo González as president-elect of Venezuela for the first time on Tuesday. The recognition acknowledges his victory against socialist dictator Nicolás Maduro in the fraudulent July 28 presidential election. The Venezuelan people spoke resoundingly on July 28 and made Edmundo González the president-elect. "Democracy demands respect for the will of the voters," Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrote on social media. Venezuela's socialist regime held a fraudulent presidential election on July 28 where dictator Nicolás Maduro, who appeared 13 times in the ballot, ran against a group of hand-picked opposition rivals and González, a 75-year-old former diplomat. Venezuelan authorities, all loyal to Maduro, proclaimed the socialist dictator the winner of the election, refusing to publish voter data that can corroborate the claims as per Venezuelan law states. The socialist regime's continued refusal to publish the voter data prompted the international community to question the results, particularly after the Venezuelan opposition published voter data obtained from tallies nationwide on the day of the election that it claims can demonstrate González defeated Maduro in a landslide. While the United States previously recognized González as the winner of the election, Blinken's Tuesday message marks the first time the Biden administration refers to him as president-elect of Venezuela, 4 months after the election. Watch, billboard of Maduro set ablaze amid Venezuelan election protests. According to Bloomberg, Blinken told partners about the decision to recognize González on the sidelines of the annual G20 summit, hosted by Brazil in the city of Rio de Janeiro this week. The move, according to Bloomberg, is designed to increase pressure on Maduro ahead of his upcoming inauguration on January 10, 2025, in which he is expected to be sworn in for an additional six-year term. Maduro secured his current term in another fraudulent election in 2018. The aftermath of the election and the dictator's fraudulent victory claims prompted Venezuelans to peacefully protest against the socialist regime. Maduro responded to the protest by unleashing a brutal persecution campaign that saw his regime once again commit crimes against humanity, according to UN experts. The experts estimated that the crackdown campaign left 27 dead and more than 2,400 detained, including dozens of children, some of whom were subject to torture and charged with terrorism. González fled to Spain in early September shortly after the Maduro regime issued an arrest warrant against him on charges of disobedience, conspiracy, usurpation of functions, and sabotage charges. The former diplomat thanked Blinken for his recognition as president-elect on social media, expressing that the Secretary of State's gesture honors our people's desire for change and the civic gesture that we carried out together on July 28. Although currently in exile, González claimed to the Colombian new channel NTN24 on Tuesday that he intends to return to Venezuela on January 10 to be sworn in as president. "My swearing-in will be in accordance with the Constitution of Venezuela, before the legislative bodies that are approved to carry out this swearing-in. Without a doubt," González said. The Maduro regime responded to Blinken's recognition of González through Foreign Minister Yvonne Gill, who condemned the outgoing state secretary's ridiculous message in a post on his Telegram account in which he described Blinken as an enemy of Venezuela and González as Guaido 2.0. "The only place you don't come back from is ridicule," goes the popular saying. However, Blinken, a confessed enemy of Venezuela, insists on doing it again, now with a Guaido 2.0 supported by fascists and terrorists subordinated to the battered U.S. policy, Gill's message reads. "In the last days of his government, he should dedicate himself to reflect on his failures, get rid of the imperial and colonial complexes and go write the memoirs of how the Bolivarian Revolution made him bite the dust of defeat, just like his predecessors," he continued. The literary plan of yet another Secretary of State, who sank, together with his puppets, trying to reverse Venezuelan democracy, never fails. The fraudulent July 28 election occurred after Blinken spent years promoting the idea of legitimizing the authoritarian socialist regime by having Maduro agree to commit a free and fair election. Under the observation of the Biden administration and Blinken, The Venezuelan opposition and the Maduro regime held yet another round of negotiations in 2023 that culminated with an agreement signed in Barbados in October 2023. The 2023 negotiations between the Maduro regime and the opposition were the latest in a long string of negotiation rounds that both sides have engaged in over the past two decades, none of which have yielded any progress towards restoring democracy in Venezuela. The agreement called for Maduro to allow a free and fair election sometime in 2024. In exchange, President Biden gifted Maduro with a broad six-month-long oil and gas sanctions relief package that briefly allowed the state-owned PDVSA oil company to freely sell its oil and gas in U.S. and international markets. The Biden administration also awarded Maduro with other generous concessions, such as releasing his top money launderer, Alex Saab, in December 2023. At the time, Saab was undergoing trial proceedings in a U.S. court on charges of using the American financial system to launder $350 million from Venezuela's state coffers. Maduro did not uphold any of his vague promises and instead had his regime draft a tailor-made sham election plan for the July 28 election and launched a dissident crackdown campaign known as Bolivarian Fury ahead of the fraudulent electoral date. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.